Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much and welcome in to show number 50, year 25. Unreal. We wrap up the year of 2024 right here on Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, as always, alongside Bob Casper. And yeah, you know what? I heard it there in the open, son of the legendary Billy Casper. I'll never forget learning of the day your dad died and that whole week. Yeah. And we did a lot of tributes and a lot of people came on, and your dad was a giant of the game. There's no question about it. And but the thing that he had in common with Jeff Babineau, who we lost this week, is that they just both were remembered so fondly, not just for the things that they did professionally, but the way that they treated people and the way that they made other people feel. And I think that is the real testament of a person's life, is when they go, they're remembered so fondly for having impact on so many people individually, and not because of their talents, but because of just who they were and the kind of person they chose to be. And so, Jeff Babineau, we salute you, we miss you, and we are so sad to learn of your passing this week, and we will talk about that coming up. Jeff Rude, his longtime teammate from Golf Week, will join us coming up to talk about that later this hour. We are going to try to keep it together and not be too emotional. It's been a rough few days, but we also have some golf stories to talk about. Top stories from the year in 2024. We will talk through those. Best wins, best majors, best non-major wins, best non-tour golf story, and you know, some of our favorite moments here on Real Golf Radio for this 2024, our 25th year talking golf with you. So yeah, a lot of good things to talk about. This is going to be a fun show. We are going to take some time to mourn a little bit and grieve for our friend Jeff Babineau, but we're also going to talk about some of the great things that we witnessed in the game of golf this year.
Yeah, and what a schedule it was in the game of golf this year too, and professional golf, and what Scottie Scheffler was able to do, announced as Player of the Year this year, and with what he was able to accomplish with his wins. And so amazing, amazing year. So we'll look back at the schedule as well.
That all coming up here on a year-end edition of Real Golf Radio. Dave Glauser's producing. We appreciate him. We wish each and one of you a happy holiday season. We'll get into it all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, Hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. Thanks again for joining us on this final show of 2024. We appreciate you. At Real Golf on X, as we talk about some of these top stories and things, let us know what you think, if you agree, disagree, or what your suggestions are. We'll take that. Before we get into those top stories, there's a couple of news and notes from the golf world. You know, not Jeff. We're going to get into our pal Jeff Babineau and his passing, yep, as we're again, but I it's so emotional, I can't really go there. I won't be able to do the rest of the show, so we're gonna I'm tabling that for segment three of this hour, so stay tuned. But Tiger is committed to playing in the PNC Father's, well, it's not the Father's Son anymore, but PNC Championship with Charlie, so yep, at least we'll see him playing a little bit coming up next week, which is always exciting. And I know that's an event that's near and dear to your heart. That was one of the how many times did you play in that with your dad?
Oh, I think we played in it 7 times.
Did you? That's awesome.
Yeah,
was
something
Bermuda
like that.
The last one? No, it wasn't.
All right. Pardon?
Well, the Bahamas. Was that wasn't the last in Atlantis, right?
No. So we played in the Bahamas, we played in Naples, and we played in on the west coast, on the east coast as well, in Vero Beach.
Okay.
I think it is.
Nice.
Yeah, we played quite a few of those, and then also played in Johnny Miller's Champions Challenge here in Utah, which my dad and I won the first time. But it was always fun to go and compete. The Floyds had it on auto win.
Did they?
for quite a few of the first years of the event, but it was just amazing to be able to play and compete with dad, and then be able to play with some great players and their sons. And it was just a cool opportunity to compete and compete on a level with your parent, who is a great golfer.
How nervous did you get?
I don't know. It was a little bit, a great story. Champions Challenge, the year we won, the first year we played, we'd been kind of ham and egging it pretty good. And I made a big old long putt on the 16th hole, going downhill and breaking to the right. It was probably about 30 feet. And
that's a tough
then
green.
We made par. Pardon?
That's a tough green.
Oh, yeah. Then we made par on 17, and we got to 18, and we drove it down there and hit it in there probably about 10 or 12 feet just left of the hole. And we're looking at it and going through it and everything. And my dad says, "Do you want to go first?" because he had always putted first, and then I followed him up, and I kind of hesitated a little bit, and he goes, "No, I'll take care of it." And he knocked the ball right in the hole. And I said to him, I said, "Why didn't you have me go first?" And he goes, "I didn't want to leave that to you. I didn't want to put that on you to go first and not hit a good putt." So I knew what it was, and I just went ahead and hit it. So it was pretty good.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was cool. That was a great thing. Also, this week we have the Grant Thornton. Unfortunately, Tony Finau is not able to play. That knee is still an issue, and so he's replaced by Daniel Berger playing with Nelly.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that was a bummer for him, but he still is holding out hope, Tony, to be able to play at the Century to kick off the new year. So
correct. And the other part of Tiger Woods playing with his son Charlie is he said he's fully committed January 14th to be playing, what is it, the TGL? That kickoff.
That's right.
So he wants to make sure that he's in good sort to be able to play that, and it'll be exciting to see what that all comprises for this coming year of 2025.
We also have the match, which is a little LIV versus PGA Tour. Yep. You know, so Scotty and Rory against Bryson and Brooks. And, you know, did you see Brooks saying after or in the articles this week? He goes, "Yeah, you know, I mean, I've matured a little bit. I think maybe I read him wrong. And, you know, Bryson's pretty good. He's a cool dude, you know, all this stuff." So they kind of like put
on. And
all
he did kind of hint to the fact that without a full lineup, Scotty's year might have been a little bit different. Didn't want to discredit it because Scotty played some phenomenal golf, but he kind of hinted towards that.
You know, I didn't hear that, but I would have taken exception to that for sure.
I think Doug Ferguson wrote that because it was an Associated Press article.
Yeah. Well, yeah, first of all, that's very unprofessional. Second of all, he played up against everybody that was the best players on the PGA Tour.
Yep.
And if you weren't there, well, that's your own fault. So you can't just say, "Well, I would have done something about it, and I would have stole some of those wins." That's you can't say that. Come on.
Now. No.
Come on.
No.
Michael Jordan could have said that when he was playing baseball. He might have won a couple of NBA championships, but that's different, too. That's a different deal. But
yeah.
All right, so there's that, and then so the match going on, and let's see, the TGL. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm anxious to see what happens on that TGL. I think it's got the potential to be really good. I think it probably, like all new things, is going to be a little clumsy, don't you think, to kind of start things off, but it'll...
People will tune in, though, especially with the newness of it and to see what it's all about. Definitely people will tune in.
Well, it's almost video game like because there's the digital aspect where you're playing on the simulator. And I saw that the Sunday Night Football announced that they are going to be having a Madden cast where some former NFLers are going to be playing Madden while the broadcast is going on, playing the same teams as what's currently live. And I don't get that personally because I'm not in that world.
A gamer.
But that's the kind of stuff that where they're going to be able to draw this younger generation that's into that technology. So it is interesting. We'll see how this all comes together. All right. Hey, Bob, just some top stories. Let's start going through them because I know we're going to run out of time. But when you start thinking of top stories in the game, I mean, you have to go right to Scottie Scheffler winning 9 times on the season. He won last week at the Hero World Challenge and shot a final round 63 for that 9th win. And I'm adding, you know, which that's an unofficial win, as is the Olympics. But the 7 PGA Tour wins plus the Olympic gold medal and then, you know, defending at Tiger's event there. Wow. I mean, what a season by Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, it was amazing. Only player to win the Masters, the Players' Championship, and the Tour Championship in a given year. He won 4 of the signature events this year, of the 8, 4 of the 8. There's a lot of things that Scotty did this year in statistical categories, and let alone just wins in what he was able to accomplish. $29 million this year as a winner and the number one guy on the PGA Tour. So a crazy year for Scottie Scheffler, and I'm excited to see 2025 and see how it morphs into that one.
First player since Tiger Woods to win the Player of the Year three times in a row, as he was named the Jack Nicklaus Player of the Year this week as well. Best scoring average of any player in a single season on record, 68.01. You know, it makes me wonder what Byron Nelson's scoring average might have been in 1945 when he won 11 in a row and 18 times, especially, Bob, when he'd gotten rid of those poor chips and careless shots.
And careless shots.
And careless shots, that's right.
Yep.
He's also the third player since 1981 to have won seven or more times in a season, joining Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh, which is remarkable. Most consecutive rounds of par or better to start a season of any PGA Tour player on record. 41 consecutive rounds of par or better to start the season. Fifth player to have multiple back-to-back title defenses in a season since 1995. Let's see. He led 3 of 6 strokes gained statistics, tee to green approach, and total.
I think the other thing, I think he was like 290-something under par for the year. And nobody else was even close. Oh, I mean, 30 shots difference. So it was pretty amazing to see what he was able to do. Crazy, crazy stuff.
You know, and right along with those top stories, you have to throw in Scottie Scheffler being arrested at the PGA Championship in Louisville. I mean, that is just the one.
That was the non-golf story.
But that was, well, unfortunately, it had a major impact, right? I mean, who's to say Xander doesn't break through there? I'm not going to take that away from him, but it was certainly didn't help what interrupting Scotty and what he was in the middle of this heater. But wow, bizarre. That is probably
how about getting arrested and going out and shooting 65, 67 that day
on pure adrenaline, stretching in a jail cell.
Yep.
What a bizarre thing. But yeah, we'll talk more about that. Nelly won 5 in a row and 6 out of 7 on the LPGA Tour. So right along with Scotty, Nelly Korda out there dominating the women's game. And that was pretty special too. She's so fun to watch. What a talent.
Yeah, she is. I like the way her mannerisms when she's on the golf course. She's very calm, very cool, very collected. Her swing doesn't change. It's very rhythmic and very smooth. And, you know, she gets that putter going and it's Katie barred the door. You got to watch out. She will just dominate.
You know, Scotty and her are a little similar that way. It's kind of I don't want to say it's nonchalant, but there definitely is more of a relaxed feel to them. Yeah. Where you would think to do what they are doing, to dominate a tour, you think Tiger and Tiger's intensity and his emotion and everything. But what it goes to show is you don't necessarily have to have that to go about your business and dominate. And both those two players did that. We'll talk more about top stories and so much more. I mean, look, we're going to run out of time. We got so much to get to as we wrap up year 25 of Talking Golf with you and the year 2024 in golf. Stay tuned. More of the show next.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Their preview period is open right now, meaning you can go stay in the resort, enjoy the restaurants. Oh, by the way, the new steakhouse opens up next week, and I get a chance for a little tasting. Let me tell you what, that menu looks lit. It is seriously, it's your kind of thing, Bob. And their Christmas menu and their New Year's menu, I've seen both of those. Unreal. It's called Basalt. It's the steakhouse, third floor, inside Resort Center at Black Desert. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. Follow them on social. Enjoy the preview period. They got some great specials where you can go enjoy the resort while it's still being completed. Grand opening coming up in the spring. LPGA coming in May. PGA Tour returning again in October. It's just a super cool place. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available as well. blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. And again, we appreciate you being here. Wrapping up year 2024, we're talking about some of the top stories. The other one I was going to mention, Lydia Ko, playing her way, winning her way into the LPGA Hall of Fame. Been a great player for a long, long time. And so congratulations to Lydia Ko. On the other side of that is Lexi Thompson, who is announced her retirement and finally completed her final full season of playing on the LPGA Tour. 12 years, 11 wins, 6 Solheim Cups, 2 Olympics. She qualified for the U.S. Women's Open at age 12. It was the following year as a 13-year-old at the PGA Merchandise Show, Bob. We got pictures with young Lexi in the Cobra booth. She made the cut at age 14 in the U.S. Women's Open. Just remarkable. The youngest ever to qualify. And I think some people say maybe unfulfilled a little bit on the major side of things for her, for all the potential. But a great ambassador for the game, a great champion, and hats off to Lexi Thompson. Says she wants to enjoy a little bit more of life outside of golf, and so we wish her the best in all of her ventures.
Yeah, and they still expect her to possibly play 7 or 8. Maybe 9 events a year that she'll be able to play in, and she'll get invites to play in and that kind of thing. But Lexi Thompson has been one that has carried the torch for the LPGA Tour till this new crop of players have come along, and it's been fun to watch her.
Speaking of Black Desert, again, hosting the LPGA, and hopefully she'll come out and play in that one. I'm sure she would get an invite from those at Black Desert. But the PGA Tour returning to Utah for the first time in over 60 years at Black Desert for the Black Desert Championship. That's one of our top stories for sure. Matthew McCarty also making a, you know what? Heck, he made a big a little bit of a big story there as he comes off a Battlefield promotion to get onto the PGA Tour. And then in just his, I think, third start, right? Third yep. start as a member of the PGA yep. Tour, goes on to win. Lucas Glover runner-up with a Sunday 62. Yeah, super cool. Black Desert showed out for that one, and we're excited to just see that event continue to evolve. Another one that we got to throw out there, Bob, is Xander Schauffele. You know, the big story coming into 2024 was Xander Ofer in the majors.
Yes.
Pretty amazing to a race to go from Ofer to two. That's impressive.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the best major. I think the Open Championship, how he took a hold of it on the 10th or 11th hole and then just kind of ran away from everybody. But the PGA Championship, the 18th hole, was what it was all about, where he drove it in the bunker, had to lay up, then get it up and down for a birdie to win by a shot. Bryson did the same thing. A few groups in front of him got it up and down and to tie and made that birdie. And then Xander ended up making that birdie from about, what, 5 or 6 feet? Looked like it was going to try and get away on the left side of the cup, but it went in and he got his first major championship at the PGA.
Yeah, man, that was pretty cool to see him break through. And then he would, like you said, do it again at the Open Championship. So that's pretty good to get a Wanamaker and the Claret Jug in the same season. That's pretty awesome. So congrats to Xander on a 2-0 for 2. He went 0-for-2 for 4 this season. That was pretty impressive. Winning half of them. Man, it's not a multiple major winner. 0-for-to-multiple major winner, however you want to couch that. That's pretty awesome stuff.
That's pretty good.
Bryson wins the U.S. Open, and that's the second major for LIV. You know, the PGA Championship won by Brooks after that first year. But Bryson surprised everybody, didn't he, at that event? Like, first of all, he...
Especially coming off the PGA Championship where he had a chance to win and finish second. Then he turns around and comes back to the U.S. Open.
So he was in form, but again, he kind of broke the mold of you got to get reps, you got to have starts, you got to be... How do you prepare for majors? And he wasn't even playing on tour. So he would go from sort of obscure live events, you know, silly season type stuff, to then competing in at the highest level of major championship golf. And for him to have those finishes under those circumstances. Yeah. And then not only that, but he shed his mad scientist label. He shed the beefcake label and the, and he just was fan-friendly Bryson that week. Like, he said all the right things. He did all the right things. And at the end of the day, pulled off one of the most incredible escapes on the 18th at Pinehurst number 2 to edge out Rory McIlroy. I mean, he was over there in the tree limbs and then was fortunate to get it into the bunker. And then, Bob, that bunker
shot. Get it up and down.
Tell me that bunker shot. What is the degree of difficulty of that bunker shot given the circumstances?
Well, given the circumstances, you know, when you've got a major championship on the line in the second U.S. Open that you have an opportunity to win, the one you had won at Wingfoot was your first. But to have that bunker shot with that big old face right in front of you and then have to carry it that far up into the green and not leave it short, but carries it up there, keeps the ball right below the hole, and then has an opportunity to make, what, a 3 or 4 footer to win the golf tournament. You know, unlike Rory, where he missed that short putt on the 71st hole to make par, and then missed, you know, that 4-footer, 5-footer down the hill, breaking hard right, like falling off of a table, and ends up losing the golf tournament to Bryson.
The 30-yard bunker shot is just one of the toughest shots.
Yeah.
And then for him to get it up there far enough to give himself a putt, but not so far that he gets above the hole where Rory was, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that is that's unreal what he was able to do there. But, yeah, and then to just go around and do the victory lap, I mean, probably the best victory lap since Hale Irwin when he won the U.S. Open. I think it was the U.S. Open. Yeah,
PGA. Sure.
It was the PGA when he did the victory
at Medina.
Lap? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
It might have been the U.S. Open at Medina.
thought it was, I don't know. Anyway, you know the scene. Open. He went running around high-fiving everybody.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Yeah. So how about this one? When you start talking about top stories, Keegan Bradley gets named as Ryder Cup captain. This was a huge thing. Look, Tiger was the one to do it. And he kind of strung everybody along for a while. I don't mean to say that negatively. He was trying to decide if he was really going to be up for it. Decided ultimately it wasn't for him. And it's like, well, now what? Because it was either Tiger or Phil there.
Right.
Phil wasn't eligible. So, you know, I went through all of the people and I basically came down to it was either going to be Stuart Sink or Keegan Bradley. And I said to you on the show before they announced it, why not Keegan Bradley?
Yeah.
He's an East Coast guy. He's fiery. He's passionate. You know, why not mix it up? Nothing against Stewie, but I didn't see Sink being the guy to lead an emotionally charged Ryder Cup at Bethpage.
Yeah.
But you can see Keegan doing that. So they announce it. All the whole golf world absolutely goes berserk. I never would have seen this coming. Caddy gives me the best call ever. on that one. So
no, I think it's a great thing. You know, he went to school not college, not too far away. He played that golf course all the time. They used to sneak on it and play a portion of the golf course and then not finish, but he knows the golf course well. And I just think with what he's been able to do in Team Cup competition, especially Ryder Cup, having been mentored by Phil Mickelson, those first couple, it was a perfect call. And he's the guy that will get that crowd riled up and get that crowd, although riled up, hopefully in line. And this will be a great Ryder Cup for the U.S. side.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to walk out on that first tee with a freaking Yankee hat on. You watch. You watch.
Oh, yeah, because he's a Boston boy.
He is a diehard Red Sox fan. Diehard.
Yep.
But you watch. He's going to do something.
Here you go, calling it again.
Yep. In fact, well, you know what? And it might be a Yankees and a Mets. It might be a dual Yankees-Mets hat or something. Yeah. Like, you know, you know how they do those split down the middle hats?
Yeah.
So a little orange and blue on one side, a little, you know, pinstripes on
and
the other.
And a little B in the back, maybe.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You might.
No, just keep it New York, baby. Keep it New York.
You got to take it easy. You got to be careful. You got to know your audience there for sure. Yep, but
that's right.
But yeah, that's going to be fun. And I'll throw out one of the top stories or one of the top experiences we had was playing Bethpage Black for the first time this summer. That was pretty cool to be there and see that golf course. We'd walked around that golf course at the 2009 U.S. Open. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's been a while, but it was cool to get out there.
Lucas won that one.
Lucas
Glover. Lucius Grover.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That was a good one. But it was that was a fun golf course. It's a beast of a golf course, and it's going to be even longer than what we played it, and it's going to be crazy. But those guys don't have a problem with stuff like that.
I had no interest in playing it from where those guys are going to
no. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, how about Keegan then making the winning putt on the President's Cup?
Yeah.
What do you think? So he won the BMW championship. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but do you suppose he ends up playing his way onto this team? Because he said he wouldn't pick himself unless the team insisted on it. I am going to stand by. Keegan needs to be Captain Keegan in this thing. Don't be player captain. I think like this thing could be his greatest moment in his career. But if he tries to be player captain, it could be immortality or it could be absolute bust.
Flop.
So, if they end up getting beat and he gave it all a full captaincy and they got beat, well, then they got beat. And if the reason they got beat was because he didn't play, well, that doesn't sound too bad. But if they go ahead and get beat and people say his interests were too divided and he couldn't focus on playing well and he couldn't focus on captaining well, then it's all on him, right? So I just think it's just a no-win situation for him if he goes out and plays, I think. But
I agree. You know, in the modern era, we've only seen one guy do it, and it was in the President's Cup, and it was Tiger Woods. He held both roles. He played both roles. But it's been a long, long time since the early days of the Ryder Cup when my dad was playing and stuff, where you had guys that were playing both sides. And so Keegan needs to stay as Ryder Cup captain. That's why he got picked.
Yeah, I agree with you right there. So that's kind of our top stories. You know, Scheffler's winning streak, Nelly's winning streak, Scotty getting arrested, Bryson's win at the Open, Xander going getting two majors, Lexi retiring, PGA returning to Utah, Keegan Ryder Cup, Lydia Ko Hall of Fame. Like, those are some of the top stories that we threw out there. We're going to get into some best wins. We're going to get into best majors, all that on the back nine. But coming up next, Jeff Rude joins us. We're going to pause, and we're going to take a moment to remember our good friend Jeff Babineau. Stay tuned.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic. Not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for joining us. Year-end show here for 2024, our 25th year doing Real Golf Radio. And I wish we weren't having this next conversation. Talking a lot about the top stories of the year, and unfortunately, a terrible story unfolded this week as we announced and talked earlier the passing of our very good friend and just a heck of a golf writer in Jeff Babineau. You've heard him on this program as recently as a few weeks ago, and he's been such a great contributor and a great friend. And to lose him at the young age of 62 is something we're all still trying to process. And we're kind enough to join us is a man that was a colleague of his for so many years at Golf Week and then just good friends, lifelong friends, Jeff Rude joining us right now. Jeff, we appreciate you coming on. I know this is a tough one. How you doing? How you hanging in there, man?
Yeah, good. You know, it's you know, I've got a, it's heartbreaking. I've got a hole in my heart, and, you know, I've had, I've been sprinting down memory lane, that this, you know, he and I were teammates together at Golf Week for what, 16 years, 1998 through 14. You know, I recommended him for the job that he got as the assistant editor back in 98. We were playing golf at Whistling Straits. We've been attached at the hip. I mean, we were teammates in a long time. In my whole career as a journalist, I didn't, there's nobody else that I traveled more with to big events, to majors, to, we probably did 64 majors in a row together as teammates. And Ryder Cups and President's Cups and the Players Championship and you name it. We played golf all over the world. We did all night rides. So I think, you know, we told stories together in the Golf Week office and in press rooms and in hospitality rooms and in bars and in print together. We estimated one time we did about 70 all night rides writing from majors all, you know, till Monday morning when our story needed to be into Golf Week. This is a big loss. This is somebody who was universally liked by people in golf. You know, he was a smooth rider with a creative way. And he was a nice man. I mean, when my son lost his job at the Golf Channel, Jeff Babineau comforted me more than anybody did. This is a big loss. And so my heart goes out to his wife, Jane, and his boys, Luke, Derek, and Keith. We did a father son to World Drink. My son and his son and the two of us in 2010 before the, so this is where all this hit me, is that we were attached at the hip so much and we had so many adventures all over the country and the world. This is a loss to his family. He was really liked by people in golf. You know, he didn't impale people with columns. Okay. He was a compassionate person.
You know, like so much that when, Scottie Scheffler was announced as Player of the Year, just a few days ago, first of all, he started his comments by saying that we lost Jeff Babineau. And so he was, like you said, he was liked by everybody. He seemed to make a friend of everybody. And one of the things that I really appreciated was you sending us a picture of you and Jeff standing under the oak tree at Augusta National. What a better, not a better tribute to him, or a better place to kind of feel like that. Cause that place to me feels, you know, having dad that won there and that kind of thing, that place is a little bit of heaven to me.
Well, as teammates at Golf Week, we covered every Masters together and shared a house in Augusta every year from 1999 through 2015. Okay. I don't know how many years is that? 17, 18 years. And, you know, again, that is what's rushing back to me is how, you know, how attached, how many laughs we had, and you know, we worked hard to try to make that magazine. Well, you know, I'm partial to people who try, and I wrote this note to his wife yesterday. You know, Jeff tried very, very hard all the time. He tried to, you know, to excel, to write better than he knew how and so forth. And, you know, and then, you know, as a person, he was always quick with a laugh, quick with a smile, quick with a quip, quick with his wit. And when he played golf, he, you know, he had, he lived in fear of a quick hook, you know, so this is
I like that.
This is a loss. This is a loss.
Jeff Rude joining us here as we're thinking and remembering our good friend Jeff Babineau, who passed away this week at the young age of 62. And, you know, I think we all talk about his great writing skills, and he just seemed to have an ease about it, and we can talk more about that. But, you know, I think about Jeff. The stuff that's been kind of going through my mind is, you know, every time that we would have him on the show, you would hear his dogs in the background, you know, that would be barking a little bit. And then, you know, he would always have some comment about Boston, you know, sports, as he was a huge New England sports fan. And, you know, he always just, there was just a human element that was just ever present with him. He was never, you know, even though sometimes you have to take emotion out of it, you want to be biased, you want to tell a story, you don't want to be part of the story. And yet with Jeff, it always just felt that this, his human side was always there in such a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, people over social media the last yesterday and today, people weighing in on how nice of a person he was and how, you know, he had that beautiful smile, and he was very quick-witted. I mean, I probably started at least 2,000 sentences in my life with, he called me Rudy and I called him Babu. I probably started 2,000 sentences in my life over the years everywhere. Hey, Babu, comma. Hey, Babu, comma. You know, and then we would look at something. And so, yeah. You know, guys, I hate, I've seen this movie too much. I hate these stories. A guy works his butt off, you know, a blue collar type guy from New England or from wherever, in his case, New England, works his butt off to the edge of retirement age and then passes away and doesn't get to spend time with grandchildren. He just had one last week, I believe, and has another one on the way and doesn't enjoy the silver years. So we saw it with Tim Rosenfort 3 years ago. We saw it with Tom Kensler, who retired, the Denver golf writer, retired at 65-ish and passed away shortly thereafter. We saw it with Barton Kapilian in Detroit. We saw it with Ken Carpenter here in his early 60s. I'm missing some people too. I'm missing others, but you know, I hate that story where people can't enjoy the fruits of their labor.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about Jeff in those times you're in the house. A little bit more about him as a person, his personality, some of the fun things that that you remember about him, and that just was this that made him such a good person, not necessarily anything to do with golf.
Well, he had a, you know, we both had playful personalities that bounced off of each other. So the banter, there was always banter and playful conversation and so forth.
And his little giggle.
You know, we say that again.
And his giggle, the way he laughed, kind of chuckled.
Yeah, but we looked at the game with a humorous look and with a playful look. You know, there was a lot of joking going on in the Golf Week house. You know, there was a lot of sarcasm and playfulness and so forth. And, you know, we played a lot of golf together. He was a good companion, you know, and he loved golf writing. I think he liked golf writing better than he liked being an editor. I think, the telling of stories was something he really enjoyed. Whether it was in print or at dinner or in a hospitality room or in the office, I just remember the times I'd go in his office and you know, just sit down and we'd just brainstorm about stuff. So. Very, very creative human being and kind.
Yeah. Very kind. Very kind. I mean, I've told you this same thing, and you're that way, as was Babs. But you know, when Bob and I first came out there, you know, Bob's got some credibility. His dad's Billy Casper. I'm just a 26-year-old kid walking into a media press room. and then not necessarily the most welcoming of groups, you know. And and we ended up our first year we got into Augusta as credentialed. We ended up sitting right across the aisle from you and Babs and Scott Michaud and some of the others, and we struck up a friend. And I just always appreciated that. Like, you don't have to do that. It didn't. I mean, and it meant a lot to me, and it still means a lot to me. But you know, there's things you do that didn't change his job. It didn't make him a better writer. Didn't do any of that kind of stuff. But it made a difference to me, and I think that's important. At the end of the day, I loved reading all the tributes to him because that's all we have. Our legacy is the impressions and the impact that we've made on other people when we leave this life. And I can vouch for an impression made that still lasts today and will continue to last by Jeff Babineau.
Well, I think that says a lot about him too, that you didn't have to be Dan Jenkins for him to be to talk with you and to connect with you and to ask about you and to be a friend of you, you know, whether it was the newcomer or the veteran. I think he made people feel comfortable. I mean, again, the outpouring the last day has been, the old saying, it's not what you say that matters. It's how you make somebody feel. And
yeah,
you know, I was talking to my son today about how Babineau made me feel after my son lost his job 10 years ago. It was very comforting. We were at the PGA at Valhalla, and I'll never forget that. That's why we're wounded today. Stuff like that.
No doubt.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time, pal. It's painful, but it is therapeutic. And I guess I keep thinking, you know what? At least there is sadness, right? I hope when I go that there's some sadness because, you know, I'm going to be missed. And I can tell you that there's sadness because we're missing Jeff Babineau, not only just his writing and all that he gave to the game, but, well, like I said, the way he touched everybody. And, you know, certainly sadness for his family. It breaks my heart. I have one grandchild and one on the way, and it just breaks my heart. So anyway, thanks to you for sharing your feelings and your thoughts on a great man. And like I told you in your voice message, Bob and I we got to commit to coming out and playing golf. We always said we're going to come out and play golf with you and Jeff, and now we can't, but we can with you. So we got to make that happen.
All right. Open invitation. Come anytime. That'd be great.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks, Jeff. Happy holidays. And again, condolences this tough time.
Yeah, right back at you guys. Thanks.
All right. Jeff Rude joining us here on Real Golf Radio, looking back at our good friend Jeff Babineau. We'll take a break. More of the show next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Jeevana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Another overtime thriller in college football bowl season. Toledo takes the W in a 6-overtime win against Pitt in the game above Sports Bowl. That final score, 48-46. Other notable bowl games coming up. Oklahoma will take on Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl. Syracuse will play Washington State in the Holiday Bowl. Texas Tech gears up to play Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl. And Georgia Tech will battle it out against Vanderbilt for the Birmingham Bowl. The Seattle Seahawks keep their postseason hopes alive with a low-scoring win against the Chicago Bears. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was frustrated after that loss and only threw for 122 yards and had one interception. Both teams were touchdownless, but the Seahawks came out on top. That final score, 6-3. NFL Week 17 action continues with a triple header on Saturday. The Patriots will host the Chargers. Bengals will face off against the Broncos, and the Cardinals travel to LA to face on the Rams. In other NFL news, former quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is coming out of retirement and has now signed to the Detroit Lions active roster for the remainder of the season. Bridgewater retired after last season and was hired to coach his alma mater, Miami Northwestern High School, where he just led that team to a state title. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Jeevana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I hope you all had a nice Christmas on Wednesday. Somebody in our family remembered their Netflix sign-in, and who really does? We just rely on it being pre-filled in the proper fields in the sign-in area. Anyway, we were able to log on at my 83-year-old mother-in-law's house, She's one of the 3 of 5 U.S. households that doesn't have a Netflix subscription, and watched the 2 NFL games, which really were never in doubt as the favorites continue to cruise this season, especially over the last 4 to 5 weekends. I'll be interested if there are any true comparable ratings numbers with those football games up against the first 3 NBA games. Anyway, what I wanted to share with you for several weeks now is the celebrations that take place in the NFL that don't happen in the college game. This will be one of my old man get off my lawn moments for many of you, but it seems like there are more and more unsportsmanlike conducts as of late. Today, game 1. Mahomes to Worthy, the first score of the afternoon, and here we go, a 15-yard penalty on the Chiefs. This makes it a long extra point that Harrison Butker would miss, so it's only 6-0 Kansas City. Luckily, they outclassed the Steelers and went on to win by the odd score of 29-10. Someday, though, something like that will hurt. The other one I don't understand is a defensive team makes a nice interception and the whole D-Corps has to run 45 yards to the end zone for one of those silly pictures. And compounding the waste of time is the fact that the intercepting team is trailing 27-17. Anyway, I played prep school football for one of the legendary prep school football coaches in the nation, Jim Smith of Deerfield Academy, and he told me and any offensive player the same advice, a conversation that still resonates to this day. He said, "And when you get to the end zone, hand a ball to the referee and run back to the huddle. Act like you've been there before." Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
It is the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, great to be with you. Happy holidays, everybody. Oh, we wish you and yours all the best. Coming off of an emotional segment there with Jeff Rude talking about the passing of our good friend Jeff Babineau this week. Still crushed about that, and I can't really focus on it or I won't be able to do the rest of the show. Love that man, and we wish he and his family, wish his family condolences and comfort during this holiday season. But we have... Jeff would want us. He's a pro's pro. Just you soldier on. You do your job and you keep going. And we're going to do that here on the back nine, hour number 2 of the show. Caddy's going to join us. And we're going to continue our top stories and recap of the 2024 season in golf. And we were just talking with our local affiliate there, our flagship station in Salt Lake City, about some best Christmas gifts for the golfer on your list. And you know what, Bob? I don't know why we've never talked about over the years, but I think you hit on something there.
A re-grip?
Yeah. That's a great gift.
Yeah.
Re-grip for gift for the holidays.
Yeah. You know, you can go to, you know, your discount golf store or whatever golf store or your golf shop or whatever, and just go in and get a gift certificate for a re-grip. Boom. Hand it over.
You know what? Go ahead and go in there and say, what's the best grips? And everybody will say, well, it's a personal thing. Or try to see what grips you're, you know, just look and see what the grips are that your guy's playing.
That's right.
That the person that the golfer is playing. And then
take a picture.
Yeah, go take it in and buy a set.
Yep.
You don't need 14. There's 14 clubs, but one of them's a putter grip.
13.
You only need 13. I think it's
a
beautiful.
Regrip. A regrip is a good one, though.
Yes, it is. And then, yeah, get the gift certificate for the labor, but then you can have the grip so he actually has something to open, right?
Yep.
I like that. I think that's beautiful.
I like it.
It's a great idea. Bob, man, sometimes you just surprise me right out of nowhere. Boom.
I surprise myself.
Tis the season
for
surprises. So best major, best non-major win, best non-tour golf story, and best moments from Real Golf Radio here in year 25. All of that straight away. Let us know what you think. At Real Golf on X is where you can find it. Happy holidays to you and yours. We'll be back to hit all this next right here on Real Golf Radio.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Remember, at blackdesertresort.com, you can book a preview stay right now in the resort. The new steakhouse is opening. Basalt looks amazing. Third floor overlooking that 19th hole. Glass all around. Beautiful views. And the menu looks incredible. They promise that this is going to be the best steakhouse anywhere around. So check it out. It's opening. You can book a stay. Stay in one of the rooms. Construction's still going on in areas of the resort, for sure. But so it's not fully baked, if you will. But food's amazing. The stay's great. Golf is fantastic. Book it all. BlackDesertResort.com. And while you're there, check out the real estate opportunities. They're incredible as well at BlackDesertResort.com. And again, thanks for joining us as we recap the 24 year in golf and wrap things up for the season, our final show of the year, our final show of our 25th year of talking golf with you. Bob and I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this. And thanks to our sponsors and thanks to you for tuning in each and every week. All right, let's talk about some of the best wins, and we'll do that with the caddy coming up. But here's the nominees, and we'll get the caddy's take on this too. Bryson wins at Pinehurst on the 72nd hole, a most exciting major finish. I mean, it kind of had everything, didn't it?
Yeah, it did have everything. It had, him hitting phenomenal shots down the stretch. I think on the 16th hole, he had, what did he hit, 7-iron from 210 yards or something like that up a hill, and hit it close, and then makes birdie on the final hole to tie, and then Xander had to beat him with a birdie on the last hole. That was at the PGA Championship, but what he did coming off of that to win the U.S. Open was amazing. To get it, being able to get it up and down from that front bunker, keeping it under the hole, making a 5-6 footer up the hill to win the championship. And yeah, that was amazing to watch that all transpire.
You know, one of the things afterwards was Rory was so crushed, he just left. He didn't come out and shake hands with Bryson. Yeah. A lot was made about that because Bryson went and shook hands with Xander at the PGA. I think about it this way. I mean, Bryson didn't lose the PGA. Xander just went out and won it.
Yeah.
You could argue that Rory lost it.
Yes.
And so I feel like it's a little different, and that's not to be a Rory apologist, but you know, you're sitting there going, if I wouldn't have missed that putt on the 17th, right? And then the 18th. So missing those putts cost him the championship when he otherwise was playing brilliantly. And, you know, it'd been one thing if he had made it and then Bryson made it on top of him to win. I mean, that happens. That's exactly what Xander did to Bryson.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's a little bit different circumstances. So I don't really want to beat up on Rory for that one. But Bryson, like I said, that week, he did everything right. The way he interacted with the fans, the things that he said, the way he played. It was super exciting. The other one that I want to throw in there, Nick Dunlap, the first amateur to win on tour since Phil Mickelson in 1991. And this isn't just, you know, beating a run-of-the-mill. He held off Xander and Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
Sepp Straka ultimately finishing second. But those guys were just a couple shots back and right there in the mix.
Yeah, it was amazing to watch him get it up and down, make that five-footer on the last hole to win the golf tournament. And then his comment was after, because he decided to turn pro and continue on playing, his comment was about the win. He won later in the year also at the Barracuda, but his comment was, I'm supposed to be a junior in college right now, and here I am playing professional golf on the PGA Tour. So it was pretty amazing to see him win and what he was able to do as an amateur.
Opportunity that presented himself from that dub was too much. You can't turn that down. Like the table was set for you. And as much as you loved playing college and wanted to keep it going, and who knows, maybe had a great college career and come back and still been a great tour pro, you know, we talk about windows all the time. Man, that window opened up quick and he took advantage. Like you said, he went on to win again. But, you know, with all that set, yeah, he needed to do that, and he did a great job. Scottie Scheffler wins the Players with a final round 64 that included a hole-out eagle on the fourth. He was five shots behind Xander Schauffele entering the final round, tied for sixth, and he went on to shoot that 64 to win by a shot, and he became the first player to successfully defend at the Players, which is pretty incredible stuff. So for all of those reasons, that's my top three best wins of the season. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they are. Bryson's win covers the best major, and for me, as well as probably the best win. And Scotty and Nick Dunlap, pretty amazing stuff. So All three of those are great.
All right, you mentioned best major. Let's talk about it. You got the Masters. Scottie Scheffler kind of cruised to a four-shot victory. Xander, a lot of drama there at the PGA Championship, as we've mentioned, holding off Bryson and having to play. I mean, it was a sort of a disaster trying to happen on the 18th hole for Xander, but he just kept hitting the shots that he needed to. From the bunker, then from the rough, short of the green, over the bunker to that, and then making the putt that almost slipped out. So it was, that was exciting. The U.S. Open at Pinehurst with Bryson and Rory dueling it, and then the Open Championship, weather was such a huge factor. And look, I get that Xander never flinched, and it was impressive from that, but it didn't hold the same, like guys were just hanging on for dear life. In fact, most people were getting blown away. Yeah. Literally and figuratively with their scores. And so I didn't put that one up there as high. For me, it's Open Champion. It's U.S. Open. I just thought it was so – you couldn't ask for a more exciting nail-biter, you know, big-name guys all right there. PGA at was
Pinehurst,
close
number
second.
Two.
Yeah, at yep. Pine, right. Like I said, PGA was a close second. Scotty – Masters is always special to me. And yes. That holds a special thing for him to win a second. But – it didn't hold the drama per se that, you know,
or the intensity. Yeah. The excitement of what was transpiring with Bryson and Rory coming down the stretch. Yeah. There were guys that were falling off the pace and you know, that always happens in a U.S. Open, but that intensity, what he was able to do, getting it up and down out of that bunker on the 18th hole, Xander being able to get it up and down to win by a shot. Those two were probably the top of the heap this year with Bryson at the U.S. Open, probably the best.
Best non-major. You and I kicked this around a little bit, and I think as you went through the whole schedule, got to the playoffs, saw Keegan Bradley wins BMW, and I was like, it's got to be, right? I mean,
at Castle Pines.
He was so pumped, and you know, he was battling, and he'd been named Ryder Cup captain, and there was questions about whether he'd make the President's Cup team. Best and non-major.
He got on the President's Cup team with the win too. Yeah.
I give it to Keegan Bradley.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. And, you know, just all the things that, you know, they say playing better and winning golf tournaments takes care of a lot of things. And it did. President's Cup, a win, a playoff win, and Ryder Cup captain. Yeah, it took care of a lot, no doubt.
I mean, like I said, I'll just keep reiterating. I hope he stays as the full-time captain at this point.
He will.
That's
he will.
His opportunity. And the only reason I said, like, you could roll the dice and be a winning playing captain. That sort of gives you some immortality. But if it flops... Man, you are the GOAT quick. And I don't mean greatest of all time. I mean, you're the GOAT. Like, you're the kicker that just missed the game tying field goal. Like, so it's a risky move. And if he doesn't play and they lose and he's a full-time captain, well, he gave it his all. And some might even say, well, if he had played, we might have won. And that also is a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Right? But if you play and you split your time and they criticize you for not being fully focused on either one, then you're the fall guy. So it's a big risk. I think you go full-time captain and you do what you do. So there you go. That's some commentary on some of the best wins, best majors. We still have to get into best non-tour golf story and best RGR moments. Just got that straight ahead. Plus, America's favorite caddy joins us next. We'll get his take on some of the best ofs from the year 2024. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Last time to hear the caddy in 2024. I know you're all on the edge of your seats, as you should be. Aten Hutt, the caddy, is joining us right now. Caddy, what's up, man?
Well, caddy's in a little cold weather here in Denver, Colorado.
You listen to that Rocky Mountain High?
Oh, there's the Rockies were beautiful today. Just a nice dusting of snow on it. Well, it looks like a dusting. It's a lot of feet. They got a lot of snow. There's going to be some water this spring running through that Colorado River.
That's important. It's important.
It is.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. We didn't talk about in our year in review the caddy of the year, but I suppose that's just a no-brainer, huh?
Yeah, I think you got to give it to Austin Kaiser. Amazing.
For the two majors?
Oh, yeah. More than anybody.
Two majors for Xander. Austin on the bag.
You're not taking that away from
he's not.
Teddy.
No, he's not.
Teddy's caddy of the year, same as Scotty's player of the year. Let's go.
Yeah.
Teddy's caddy of the century right about now. The millennium.
How jealous
but
are
those
you,
guys
caddy?
Are both one and two.
Yeah. Did you see that shirt where on the front of it's Scotty's follow through where he's fallen down, and on the back of it's Ted Scott driving the Brinks truck up to the bank
with the entire Masters pin flag sticking out the back?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, yeah, good to be, you know, I'll bet if I got you talking, you'd sound like an old tour player, you know. Well, back in the day, we didn't play for that kind of money, you know. We didn't make that kind of money back, blah, 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 blah. I'm pretty sure I could get you going down that road, but we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
It's not about the money.
That's true.
Nope, that's what Scotty said.
As far as I'm sure, I'm playing golf for money.
Yeah. Right?
As far as I'm sure, I'm playing golf for money.
It's nice.
Against
though.
People.
This is nice, though. The money's nice. Yes. Some of the top stories. Scottie Scheffler, 9 wins for this year, including defending his title at Tiger's Hero last week. The Olympic gold medal's in there. Also top story, Scottie Scheffler arrested in Louisville. That was one of the more, if not the most, bizarre story around a major championship that I can remember covering. Yeah. Two of the top stories. Also, Nelly winning 5 in a row and 6 out of 7 times on the ladies tour.
Oh, yeah, Nelly. Nelly, the pure swing.
It's the best.
Never get tired of watching her swing a golf club.
On repeat. Just put it on repeat. You want to play well, just watch it 100 times, then go out and play.
CyberVision. Remember that caddy, sure. CyberVision?
CyberVision. I remember CyberVision.
Yeah, who was the guy that was swinging the club with CyberVision?
Gosh, it had to be Al Geiberger, but I don't know.
That's it. Caddy got it. Ding, 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 ding.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Brian's a little too youthful for that one, Bob.
Yes, he is.
Say it again.
It's right up mine and Caddy's alley.
Say it again.
So Mr. 59 Golf Ball, I don't know if it still is, but it used to be in the Golf Hall of Fame. He used one ball at Colonial Country Club in Memphis, Tennessee to shoot his 59. He never broke 70, or let's say better said, he never shot in the 60s that tournament and won the tournament because he had a 59 sandwiched in amongst the people 71. He also thinned a shot, a wedge shot, and had a little cut on the Bellotta ball, but kept playing with it because he was playing so well. So he shot 59 with one ball with a little bit of a smile on it.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I picked up my dad from the airport because he had missed the cut. And I said, when I picked him up, got his stuff in the car, we started pulling out from the airport. I said, 59? And he goes, he wasn't playing the same golf course we were.
You can't shoot 59 on that course, especially not back then. That's when 59 meant something. Now you got high school kids firing 58s and stuff, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah.
But that's when it really meant something.
Okay.
That was the 400 mile of golf.
Yeah, it was. That's right. All right. Meanwhile, back to 2024.
Sorry.
We've got... Also, Xander goes 0-for, you mentioned this, 0-for-2 in major championship wins. That was pretty good stuff. I mean, it's tough to go get your first. It's tougher to be a multiple major champion after kind of having that monkey on your back as the, you know, best to yet win a major. And that's what Xander did this year.
Xander's final round at the Open Championship, it looked so easy. And I think he said that's the best round he's ever played. It's probably the best round played the whole year. It's probably the best round he'll ever play. I got to tell you, I was at Castle Pines watching some of the guys. And my favorite golf swing I saw the whole week, hands down, Xander Schauffele.
Mm.
That was the purest looking swing of everybody.
What stood out?
Go ahead.
What stood out?
What stands out is what he works on, which is just a great athletic sequencing of the body parts. It's just it's like watching a great dancer or something. It's just beautifully coordinated movement. He's not a very large guy at all. I mean, what is Xander? Maybe 5'9"? And he flies it over 300. I mean, it's like watching a human rubber band swing a golf club or something. It's so perfectly on plane and all this and that. And it's a thing to watch. It's a thing to behold. Yeah.
How about his finish to the PGA, though, having to make a birdie on the final hole to beat Bryson, and he makes it out of the bunker.
Yeah,
off of his drive.
I'm still trying to figure out how that putt went in. That thing did a hard low edge lip in, which you don't see very often. That's almost always a spin out. But yeah, pretty good pitch shot from short of the green there. He hit a pretty good second shot, wearing his feet in the bunker or something on that. Yeah, he got a little unlucky for tee shot. And he said, I think he said, if I'm pretty sure he said basically, I didn't want to have to play Bryson in the playoff on that hole.
Yeah.
Because Bryson's going to hit, you know, 7-iron in or something crazy. Yeah. I heard Bryson's 5-iron has about a 2-iron loft on it. Mm, so
just got it.
Hey, Caddy, we talked about another big top stories. Keegan Bradley named Ryder Cup captain, and I think that also qualifies for the call of the year by me. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's probably the call of the last 5 years. That's more than a 1 year. You can't make that call. Where'd you make that?
It was plain as day.
He's already made another one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, he's going to walk out on the first tee with the New York Yankees on his hat.
Oh, my.
He's going to do it. You watch him.
Think that happens?
No.
It happens. It happens. Mr. Red Sox is going to unify the Yankee fans, the New York fans, I told Bob, it might be a double hat. Might have Mets on one side, Yankees on the other.
No. There's just some things that a New Englander cannot do. And that's one of them.
I don't know. He cares more about the Ryder Cup when winning that Ryder Cup than he does anything else at that moment.
How about them socks break your heart? He just won't bring it up. He just won't bring up the socks and the Yanks. No.
Maybe he wears a Babe Ruth jersey.
He went to school right there.
Yeah.
Well, you could wear a Babe Ruth jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
He was a Red Sox.
Right.
So. Yeah.
But that was the curse. I don't know. That was the curse. So maybe he doesn't want Bambino. Any cursing. Yeah, we don't want any of that.
You want to...
No. What do you think about him being Ryder Cup captain, though?
Oh, it's just... I mean, no one could have made that call.
Thank you.
He's still talking about the call.
Well, what we were talking about, Caddy, is he's got to be full captain. He can't be player captain, right? I mean, it's too risky.
I don't like player captain anymore. I think it was okay way back when, but there's too much stuff going on now.
Yeah.
And, in some way, I don't know. I think, one thing it's probably really easy to do at the Ryder Cup is maybe overthink everything. I kind of like, look, when I did the President's Cup, I believe we had Jack as the captain twice. And Jack, I mean, his philosophy was kind of like, okay, go play good. That was about it. I mean, and really, it's like, well, what else is there? What else is there, you know?
Your Nicholas was perfect.
I told you that when we were coming to the 16th green what we call the alternate shot, whatever it's called, the alternate shot match and
foursome.
I think the foursomes. We're like 3 under, which is not bad. I mean, it's tough
golf
course, and we're two or three down, coming to the 16th hole, and we're 3 or 4 under, and so the other guys are just playing great. And there's Jack right there. So I walk up to him. I think I've told this story, but I walked up to him and I said, Jack, we're 3 under and we're 3 down. And he just stares at me with that serious Nicholas laser vision and goes, you got to play better. I'll never forget that. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not playing, Jack, but I'll pass it along to the boys.
What? I think that sounded a little bit more like the gingerbread man in Shrek than it did Jack Nicklaus. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, we all have our limitations.
All right. Yeah. Before we lose you, best wins, Caddy, best wins of the year. Does any stand out? I'll give you our nominations, okay? Scheffler wins the Players with a final round 64. Nick Dunlap becomes the first Am to win on tour since Phil Mickelson back in 91. And Bryson wins at Pinehurst on the 72nd hole for a most exciting finish. What do you like out of those three for best wins?
Boy, so Scheff's 64 in the Players. That's number three of the three. That's significantly under the other two.
Really?
Yes. How many times has he done that? Like 47?
Wait. Let me add some context. He was tied for sixth, five behind Xander entering the final round. Shot 64 to win by a shot. Hold out for eagle on four. I mean, the first player to successfully defend the Players. There's a lot going on there.
So here's why it goes to Bryson.
Okay.
And by the way, Davis, Love, and Fred Couples have done the same thing at the Players. So
yes, they shot 64, but they didn't win back-to-back. Sorry, go ahead.
So here's why it goes to Bryson at the U.S. Open. It's just that was a magnitude above everything else, really, for the year. The way that thing came down the stretch, Rory missing the putts, Bryson making that ridiculous up and down on 18, and then having a great fan love fest reaction. That was just the cool tournament this year. It really was.
It was. It was the best major.
It just stands above the others for drama. Now, of the major champion, probably the purest round of the year. Like, I'm still going to go to Xander's final round at the Open Championship. That was just purina. He drove it so good. Oh my goodness.
And he took control of the golf tournament, like on the back nine, like the 11th hole, and then just played like a champ the whole rest of the way in.
Yeah. It was like every shot was just ripped dead center. It was pretty cool. But that Pinehurst US Open, just, it had a lot of drama. It had a lot of stuff going on, and just great, a great championship.
And before we let you go, because we're out of time, one of our best RGR moments was being in the Hall of Fame with the caddy as the Hall of Fame was in preview, hadn't even opened yet to the general public. And we were having hors d'oeuvres and enjoying a view of Billy Casper's locker under Super Champions category. That was pretty cool.
That was neat to go up there. And gosh, there were only, a couple other people up there. And it looks like even some of the exhibits hadn't quite been filled in yet. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful design the way they did it. And the way they've showcased the major championship trophies in that big case in the middle of it.
Yep.
That's really cool to see them all sitting there next to each other. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Well, Caddy,
only a couple people who have that in their living room.
Yes, that's true. Good point. Good point. Five, I think, to be exact.
Yep.
Caddy, happy holidays, my friend. Thank you so much for all that you contribute to the show each week, all throughout the year. Hard to believe. Here we go. This was show 70, year 20, or show 50, year 25, which is that's pretty crazy. So thank you for all that you do, and we wish you the best this holiday season.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, and happy holidays to everybody. And let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I like it. That's the spirit. Well done. That's the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. A final segment coming up next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us here as we wrap up year 25 of Real Golf Radio, show number 50, and we're wrapping up the season in the year that was 2024 in the game of golf. And you know what, Bob, we've talked about this a little. How about a little replay here? This was back in... before the announcement, when we were trying to figure out who might the next Ryder Cup captain be. This is what it sounded like. If he doesn't end up taking the Ryder Cup captain in New York, who's it going to be? Like, who?
I think the logical one right now, the logical one who hasn't done it yet is Fred Couples. He's done President's Cups. He has not done Ryder Cups yet. And he has been vice captain many, many times. So I think he would be the logical one.
He'd be an easy plug and play because he's been in the system. That's what you're saying. That exactly. said, I mean, here's my left field one. Okay. I'm starting to think of guys, East Coast guys. How about Keegan Bradley?
Yeah.
Like, does anyone love the Ryder Cup more than Keegan Bradley? And he would anyone spend more time? You know, I know he's Boston. It's not New York. I know he's Boston, but man, I think he would just do a great job.
He's never been in the mix as far as vice captains or anything. So he'd have to kind of be led along. He'd have to get the correct support team around him to help him. But he is, what he has going for him is he has won a PGA championship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the PGA of America likes.
That's right. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there as a little bit of a outlier. Why not Keegan Bradley? I think it'd be cool. I mean, the guy's got passion. And we need some freaking passion. I mean, if you don't have passion in New York, I mean, what are you even doing? All right, so that was a couple
all
of
from left field.
Apparently, it wasn't so out of left field. As the caddy just said there, he thinks that's the call of the last 5 years or whatever. But
yeah,
hey, look, sometimes you get them right. Most of the times you don't. But it made some sense to me. So, and just to explain it for those reasons. So
no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, and I think he's going to be a great captain.
Some of we tried to come up with some non golf stories. And I guess I should have been better prepared because I know there's a lot of really good, feel-good, kind of cool non-tour stuff. But here's from the tour, just of recent. It involves Rory McIlroy saying that he would pay to play in the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
There's something about that attitude. And Scottie Scheffler, you know, last week, you know, coming on here and not coming on the show, but, you know, stepping out and saying,
as far as I'm concerned, I'm playing golf for money. I've been playing golf my whole life for free, and the money is just a bonus.
I mean, that kind of attitude of not focusing on the money is just refreshing after several years now of money talk and money talk dominating professional golf.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods was the same. You know, he said, let me win golf tournaments, let me compete, let me win, and the money will take care of itself. And so it's refreshing for Scotty to say that as well. And then it's refreshing for Rory to say, you know, I would pay to play in the Ryder Cup. That's how important it is to Europe playing in the Ryder Cup. And the guys are bickering about $400,000, to be paid for the U.S. side.
The other one involving Rory was him, you know, being honest and revealing that he wants to be the best European player to have ever played the game. I thought that that turned into a nice couple of shows for us as we talked about that this year.
Yeah, and, you know, and there's been some great European players. You know, you got to think of Nick Faldo. You got to think of Seve. You got to, you know, Seve for sure. But, you know, Monty, a lot of great European Tour players, but to be the best out of continental Europe, and GB and I, Rory McIlroy would be hard pressed to be able to win that much to be able to eclipse that. But that's his goal.
I think he can do it.
Yeah,
Roderick Harrington's in there. You know, Sergio's in there. Some of those guys. You know, but mostly for Ryder Cup acclaim. But I think he definitely has the opportunity. Faldo's the tough one to take down. Seve from a straight European, but Faldo from PGA Tour and major championship and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So Scottie Scheffler, we mentioned him with the money. Those are some of the things. Just the focus on the legacy and not so much the cash. That leads us into a couple of best
Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, moments from Real Golf Radio. I mean, the first one that I think of is playing Wingfoot. And I'll tell you what's neat. Obviously, Wingfoot's an amazing and a very, very special place. But seeing the way they welcomed you and your dad's legacy and how fond all the members were and how excited they were to see you, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was great. All of them really, really gave us, rolled out the red carpet for us. And then besides that, being able to walk down the ninth hole and look over and Gary Player's walking up the first hole and being able to run over, say hi to him and him giving me a big hug and telling me about his day was made brighter because he got to walk through the clubhouse and see all the pictures of my dad and then shooting the little 20-second video for my mom, just wishing her good health and good luck and that kind of thing. Yeah, that was really, really cool and really special.
Yeah, that was neat. We also had a chance to play Pioneers number 2. And there's not very often I get over on Bob Casper, but that was one day.
That was a beast day.
Where I took him down and I got a 2-on-6 and I got a little coin sits right here on my studio desk. It says 2-on-2 if you played Pioneers number 2 and you make a 2 on any of the holes. Well, they give you that little thing if you go in and to the deuce, which is the 19th hole.
Restaurant.
There, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool. Broadcasting from the Black Desert Championship, that was pretty special. It's been 60-plus years, Bob, since the PGA Tour has been here in the state of Utah, having been involved in the development of that resort and that golf course, to be able to be down there doing our show in our 25th year and with the PGA Tour right there in our own home state was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was great. And that whole facility is phenomenal. The golf course was very well represented. The players loved it. It showed phenomenally on television. So I'm excited for it to be there for another 4 years and further into the future.
And I got to throw in there, winning the Senior Club Champ for me was actually pretty cool. I know you've won a lot of things over your life, but I don't win a lot of stuff in golf, like playing golf. And that was pretty special. Mostly. Awesome. My memory is around, you know, just really taking the time this year to remember, to think back and reflect on 25 years of you and I sitting here, you know, across each other on the mics and just talking golf. It's pretty amazing. We've grown up and grown old a little bit through this time, and it's been fun. So
yeah, it's been a great time.
Yeah. So listen, with that said, put together a couple little highlights from the year and also a tribute to our good friend who we lost this week, Jeff Babineau, some of his comments from just, you know, this year, really, that he's on with us so often and just couldn't be, you know, more crushed and heartbroken to not have Jeff. And so here you go. Hey, Jeff, how's it going, man?
Things are going good. Good to be with you guys.
Always good to have you on the show.
It's been a good year, right? I mean, you had U.S. on the men's side, U.S. dominated in the majors, you know, winning all four. And there were times when U.S. wasn't up there at some of the bigger events, and it gets a lot of attention, right? And now they're winning all the majors, and it gets zero attention, really, that part of it. But I think that, you know, golf's in a great spot because I think that the leaders, I was talking to Doug Ferguson, the AP golf writer, who does such a great job. He's out at all these events, and like, how lucky is golf right now to have Scheffler and Schauffele at the top, and Rory too, and just how they are pretty much with the media, you know, and just overall pretty good guys and good thinkers and talkers, and it puts golf in a good spot, really, I think.
Rory said the most meaningful events that they played this year, or that they seem to play, aren't for money, and he's citing the Olympics and the Ryder Cup. And then this week at the LIV event, Bubba said he's so happy to be on the right side of history and changing the game, citing all of the money that Scotty's made this year. So he's taking credit for that in LIV. where are we at in all this stuff?
That's the part that tells me golf isn't in a great spot, right? I mean, there's a lot of reasons you could say it is, playing-wise, between the ropes. Off the course, it's as confusing as ever, right? It's disjointed at the top. That's no good for anyone. I truly believe when Rahm made the move for LIV, he thought it was going to lead to something that unified all these tours and put these guys together a little bit. And that didn't come true. So I don't think Scotty Scheffler needs to thank Bubba a whole lot for all the money he's making this year. But I think Rory's got a spot on point on the two of the greatest events of the year didn't play for a dime with the Ryder Cup and the Olympics. It wasn't a dime. And then, you know, Scotty Scheffler's up on the podium crying. It means something. It meant something to those guys to chase bronze, right? Just get a medal and get on that stand, and the girls too. So that's what we want, really. I think a lot of these top players aren't driven completely by money, for sure. I mean, they're chasing trophies and the big ones, and they know what the majors mean. You're building a legacy out there, not, you know, just a bank account. For as great a year as he's had, and all these trophies and a gold medal to boot, more amazing is just the overall consistency of it. I mean, I think he's had an amazing year, and it's going to be tough to keep topping these type of years, right? Yeah. I mean, that was Tiger-esque. Tiger was an island. He was one of a kind, right? He was the unicorn. And nowadays, to win multiple times on tour is amazing. So that's the thing with golf. I mean, the windows certainly close a lot faster than they seem to open. And when I always appreciate a guy who finds it, who's kind of lost it, and the way they bounce back. And it's tough out there, and you know golf's going to get tough on you. It bites everybody somewhere. You know, like we said, that window closes quick.
And it closed too quick for our good friend Jeff Babineau, 62 years old, died this week. These were his final words on Real Golf Radio. Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time to join us, man. Again, happy holidays to you and your family. And we always appreciate the time you spend with us on the show. We always enjoy talking the game of golf with you.
All right, guys. Likewise. Always enjoy joining these guys. So thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving.
You got it. Jeff Babineau. I wish we could. Rest in peace, my friend. And to all of you, happy holidays, happy new year from all of us here at Real Golf Radio. We'll see you in 2025.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.